Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Peah with Mishnayos Vav and Zion. So yesterday we said that if someone plants two different types of wheat, then what he does as far as Peah all depends on how he treats them. If he treats them as two separate crops, then he has to give two Peahs. If he treats them as one big wheat crop, then he only has to give one Peah. So now here's an incident involving this halacha that happens, I guess, before it was a known thing what the halacha would be. So, Maisa, there was an incident. Shezar Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. So, a person named Rabbi Shimon from Mitzpah, he planted Lifnei Rabban Gamliel, in the presence of Rabban Gamliel. Va'alu L'Lishkas HaGazis, and they went to the Lishkas HaGazis, which was the place in the base of Migdash. It was a chamber where the Sanhedrin met. V'sha'alu, and they asked a question. Amar Nacham HaLavlar. Nacham the Lavlar, we'll see what Lavlar is. He said, Mekubalani me Rabbi Miyoshia. I have a tradition from Rabbi Miyoshia, Shekibo me'aba, who received it from father, presumably from his own father, from Nacham HaLavlar's father. Shekibo min HaZugos, who received it from the pairs. Shekibo min HaNaviim, who received it from the prophets. Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and this was a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, a law communicated by God to Moses at Sinai. B'zorea es sadehu shnei minechitin im asan goren achas nosein pea achas. That a person who sows two different types of wheat, if he has one threshing, then he only gives one pea. Shtei gronos nosein shtei peos. And if he gives two threshings, he processes them separately, then he has to give two peas. So we see this is the halacha that we just discussed, and presumably this is how it came to be a well-known halacha from this incident. So let's take a look in the Bart Neuro. First of all, we said that Nachum was Halavlar. What is Halavlar? Bart Neuro explains Hasofer. He was a scribe. And this tradition was received from the Zugos, the pairs. Haim kol osan shnayim shnayim hanizkarim beperek kama de meseches Avos. Those are those rabbis who were in groups of two in the first chapter of Avos. Shekiblu shnayim mipi shnayim ad mipi Shimon HaTzadik. And they received the Torah, two students from two teachers, etc., until you go back as far as Shimon HaTzadik. Mishnah Zion. Sade shekatsru ha-goyim, a field that was harvested by non-Jews, kitzeruha listim, or thieves came and harvested it, krismuha nemalim, or it was chewed down by ants, shibarta haruach obahema, or the crop was broken by the wind or by animals trampling it, patura, it's exempt, you don't have to give peah from it. Katsar chetzio, v'katsu listim chetzio, if he harvested half and then thieves came and took the other half, patura, he doesn't have to give peah on it. Shechovas ha-peah bekama, because peah has to be given from standing grain. So if they take away your standing grain, oh well, somebody stole the peah. Let's take a look in the Bart Neuro. Zion. Sada shekatsru ha-goyim, non-Jews harvested the field, la'atzman, for themselves. V'lo shekatsru pol e-goyim li-Yisrael, not that non-Jewish workers did it for a Jew. Da'az havi ke'ilu ketsru ha-Yisrael, because if he did it on your behalf, then it's like a Jew did it. Kirsmuha nemalim, ants chewed it down. Derach ha-nemala lechato kana ha-shiboles mulmata, ulezeh kuria kirsum. So ants would chew down stalks from the bottom, and this is what's meant by kirsum. So he's explaining the word. Petura, if any of these things happen, you don't have to give peah from it. Dichsiv gabe peah ubekutzrechem. Peah says that it has to be taken from what you harvest. Achetiyu atem hakotzrim. You Jews, you Jewish people who own the fields, have to be the ones who harvest it. Not thieves who take it away, not non-Jews, not ants, not the wind. You have to be the ones who chop down your own grain. Shechovas ha-peah bekama, because the obligation of peah is on the standing grain. Klomer shechovas ha-peah shel zeh hecha dechalahu. The obligation of peah comes when he finishes it. But here he didn't get a chance to finish it. Somebody came and took it away. He didn't finish the job. He never becomes obligated in the peah. That is the end of Mishnayos Vav and Zion. Join us tomorrow when we will be concluding the second chapter and beginning the third chapter of Maseches Peah.